Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at September 28, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce an American far-right social media personality, Stuart Peters, at Real Stu Peters. He's best known for his short rap career and for promoting conspiracy theories related to COVID-19, global elites, and the Russo-Ukrainian war. Peters falls in the category of far-right conspiracy theorists monetizing outrage and lies with a white trash twist. As is the case with all of this type of accounts, for example at MattWallace888 and at Benny Johnson, Stewie has no interest in correcting any fake info he shares. It is important to note that this type of people have no interest in the truth. These people also almost always lack any set of moral values, and are willing to share any trendy topic to get engagement for their content and buyers for their snake oil products. As a young boy, Stewie really wanted to become a police officer. He wanted it so much that he even took classes towards a law enforcement degree, but eventually was either too slow or too conspiratorial to make it. At the ripe age of 32 and after the failure to become a police officer, Peters decided to try his second career option as a rapper named Focus. His song titled I Never Made It tells how well his career as an artist went. This might be the saddest thing I've seen this year, and I've seen a lot of war footage. He has always wanted to become someone famous, and without any talent his only chance for stardom was to lie. In 2000 he was kicked out of a movie production after he lied about his brother being a famous sitcom actor during the 90s. After failing to become a police officer, radio DJ, rapper, and a film star, Stewart started his own bounty hunting company. While working, he dressed up as a cop, and his police-like uniform even resulted in a change of Minnesota laws, restricting how similar bounty hunters' uniforms can resemble the police's. One county sheriff complained that the attention-seeking Stewie desperately wanted to become like the celebrity bail bondsman Dog the Bounty Hunter. This guy wanted to be a cop so much that he even LARPed as one. He eventually had to close down his bounty hunting business in 2021 after he was found guilty of disorderly conduct. One night in February 2021, Stewie's wife called the police, claiming he was in drunken rage and was throwing household items at her. When asked whether she was scared of Stewie attacking her, she nodded and responded, "That's the reason that I had to call you guys." Stewie's wife said he regularly became belligerently drunk, and that this type of incidents were happening too frequently. Incidentally, Peters has publicly promoted family values, without the misses, while at the same time blaming the woke culture for ruining them. Peters launched his podcast, The Stu Peters Show, in 2021. The show mostly featured conspiracy theories and hosted various American far-right figures like L. Lynn Wood and Paul Gosar. Gosar is a strong opponent of any aid to Ukraine and says Russia is not our enemy. In 2022, he launched his own media company called the Stu Peters Network. The network features shows from fellow conspiracy theorists like QAnon follower Deanna Lorraine and anti-Semites Lauren Witzke and Edward Saul. Stewie's own shows average between 40,000 to 70,000 views on Rumble, a relatively high number on the platform. So what disinformation and conspiracy theories Stewie spreads? Absolutely anything that creates controversy and engagement. His pet peeve is COVID-19 vaccinations, and in 2022 he published a documentary called Died Suddenly, that exposed how global elites were involved in the vaccine production and how they're used to depopulate the planet. His first COVID-19 documentary, Watch the Water, claimed that the virus is actually derived from snake venom and it contains the Satan's DNA. In 2023, he claimed that the wildfires in Canada and in Hawaii were caused by orbital energy weapon platforms, a narrative stolen from Marjorie Taylor Greene when she talked about Jewish space lasers starting fires in California. As most contrarian conspiracy theorists, Peters has often tweeted and spoken about the war in Ukraine. According to him, the whole war is completely fabricated. The Ukrainians have a black market for organ trading and Zelensky is a drug addict and a thief. So, nothing new there. He's claimed that Mexican cartels bought the weapons that were sent to Ukraine. The bioweapons program in Ukraine was started by Obama, and Putin is the one man standing between what's left of a free world and a totalitarian, tyrannical, murderous one-world government body. Naturally, all this is then complemented with various money-making schemes. From his website, one can buy Stewie merch like t-shirts and hats, buy premium access to most ridiculous conspiracy theories that ever existed, and even buy wealth protection, whatever that is. To conclude, Stu Peters is a relatively popular conspiracy theorist who monetizes rage and disinformation. We can safely assume that he'll ditch all narratives related to Ukraine as soon as there's a new fad, but at the moment he's sharing vast amounts of fake information to hundreds of thousands of uninformed people. At the same time, he's fighting against the woke culture and promoting Christianity while getting drunk at a bowling alley and assaulting his ex-wife after all soups. Support my work.